For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our discussion with Mason Tvert, who heads up SAFER, the safer alternative for enjoyable recreation in Denver and now Colorado. Here, Mason is speaking of last week's trip to Denver by the drug czar, John Walters.
But, the drug czar came out here hoping to taunt his... ridiculous statistics, misleading falsities about marijuana, and yet everyone was more concerned about this initiative going on. It's quite interesting that they spend federal money to send the drug czar out to Colorado to talk about marijuana, when in fact Colorado is the 49th state in terms of funding received from the federal government to deal with drug use and alcohol use. So it's also unfortunate that the federal government has proposed cutting money for alcohol programs in this country when they continue to use money to prohibit people from using marijuana.
Well, once again, he chose a treatment center, did he, to
present? Yeah, he was out at a treatment center, and obviously they had some women with babies and young children out there, and that they were, glad-handing and really, using for the camera more or less as props. In fact, at one point, one of the drug czar's lackeys, I guess you could say, shoved his face in the camera during our press conference and said, just so everyone knows, there are some teen drug addicts over here if you want to talk to them, and they've signed confidentiality waivers. So clearly they don't care about these people, and we want to really get the message across that this is a waste of time and money and life.
Mason, I want to relay to you, I've been trying desperately for years, but once again, I'm cycling through requests to Karen Tandy, the czarina, and to John Walters, the drug czar, to be guests on the Drug Truth Network. But other than the bully pulpit, they won't discuss this in public, will they?
Of course not. In fact, I was a guest on the Fox Morning Show along with drug czar Walters. They tried desperately to get the drug czar to appear side by side with me, and he said that he would not come on the TV show unless it was by himself. This is obviously how the drug czar has treated this for years. They're unwilling to have this open debate, yet they continually call for a debate. And that's actually the same goes for our state officials here. The Attorney General and Governor of Colorado were quoted as saying they wanted a so-called statewide marijuana showdown, saying they wanted a full-fledged debate on this, yet they won't even get in the same room as our group. And they're unwilling to talk about a country to get to work on changing these ridiculous laws.
Please visit saferchoice.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.